Hey there, partner. Glad you got here when you did. These people are fucking crazy. Swear to God, man. Come on in. I've got everybody assembled in the hall for you. Alright, so, here's what we got. The Vic is one James Black. He owns the place. Or at least, he used to own it. Lived alone with a housekeeper. That'd be the shy girl in the maid outfit over there in the corner. Oh. Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., the rest of these folks arrive here for a family gathering. The Vic's birthday, apparently. At 6 p.m., they sit down for dinner. Nothing out of the ordinary. Then, at 8 p.m., the Vic goes to a study with a William Mustard, the fella with the pipe sitting over there. According to him, the Vic just keeled over while they were talking. But, most of the others described it more as shouting. Guy was rushed to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead just a short while ago. At the moment, they've deemed the cause of death cyanide poisoning, but we don't know much more than that. Sure, no problem. I got more for you when you're ready, but let's get you acquainted with everyone real quick. All right, folks, settle down. I need your attention over here. Settle down, I said! Right. Now, as you guys already know, I'm Sergeant Gray. I'll be conducting the investigation alongside my partner here. If you don't mind, I'd like to take a moment to give you all a once-over so he knows who's who. So, first up is Elizabeth Peacock. She's the Vic's wife.
Ex-wife, actually.
Ah, that's right. Sorry about that. She came in from all the way up in Chicago for the event. She's, what is it that you said you did again?
Oh, you can just call me a socialite, if you'd like, darling. I don't do much of anything these days, truth be told.
Alrighty then. Thanks, ma'am.
My pleasure, sweet pea. Good to meet you, detective.
Then, over here, we have Miss Vivian Black, daughter of Miss Peacock and the Vic.
Jesus, lady. You don't have to be so formal. Just call me Viv. I haven't used my father's surname in ages anyway.
Whatever suits you. Viv's an actress, apparently.
Hey, if that's what you want to call it, I'm not complaining.
She's a porn star. You didn't hear that from me.
What was that?
Nothing. Anyway, moving on. This is Dr. Jen Orchid. She's the director over at the Southwest Research Institute up in Minnesota.
It's nice to meet you, Detective. Though, I wish it had been under better circumstances. I hope I can be of some small help to your investigation tonight.
Thanks, Doc. You're the Vic's other daughter, correct?
Adopted, yes, but it's all the same to me.
Duly noted. Sorry for the wait. I understand you're a busy woman.
Oh, it's all right. I want to help as best as I can.
Over this way. We've got the extended family over here. Hi there, ma'am. I understand you're the sister of the deceased?
Yes, I suppose I am. I'm Madame Rose. And you can call me Olivia if you like. Please forgive me, detectives. I'm not feeling well in light of tonight's events.
That's perfectly understandable. If you'd like to sit down, you can do that.
You're too kind, really. I think I'll be all right. It's just, it's not every day you lose your brother. I'm sure you understand, given your line of work.
We do. Just to clarify, you're a spiritual...
I'm a spiritual counselor by trade, but you'd probably fancy calling me a fortune teller. Most people do. If there's anything I can do to help, please, just ask.
Oh, will do, ma'am. I really hope she doesn't believe her own bullshit. Otherwise, we're in for a long night. And over here, we have Madame Rose's daughter, Amelia.
Hello. Hello. I'm, sorry. Hey, I'm sorry if I seem a little bit high-strung right now. I swear, this whole night, it's been like one of my books, almost. It's very, surreal. It's been a surreal night. very surreal experience, okay?
Oh, I... Wow, I didn't realize who you were until you said that. Do you know who this is, Detective?
Oh, it's no trouble. No, I'm not... You're too kind. I'm not nearly as famous as the sergeant makes me out to be. My name's Amelia Peach. I write novels for a living. Murder mysteries, mostly. It's right up your alley, I'd say.
I'm a huge fan. I don't suppose I could get you to sign my copy of 10 Dynamos before the night's over? I've got it in my squad car. I read it whenever I've got a minute.
Aw, hey, that's flattering. Well, sure, yeah, I'd be so happy to sign it for you, whatever you want.
Awesome! You're the best. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah, no, my pleasure. It was nice to meet you both.
Best crime scene ever, I swear to God. Which brings us to the Colonel. Goes way back with the deceased. He's the one who was with the Vic when it happened.
Well, you don't have to make it sound so suspicious, Sergeant. It wasn't me who poisoned him.
Who said anything about poison?
Well, the fact that James collapsed merely moments after taking a swig of whiskey tipped me off. That and I noticed the toxicology unit sweeping the crime scene not 30 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, actually. You're very perceptive. Did you ever think about going into the detective business?
Oh, no, my dear Sergeant. I'm quite content in my current occupation. Retirement. I should like to keep it that way for a while.
Understandable. We'll chat again in a little bit.
Well, I should hope so, Detective.
He doesn't seem too bent out of shape over the death of his friend, does he? Ah, shit. I almost forgot. This wallflower over here is the housekeeper, Miss White.
Oh, hello. You can call me Bianca if you like.
Hi, Bianca. You were preparing the evening meal tonight, am I right?
Yes, I was. It was quite a lot of time and effort. We don't usually have so many guests over at once. I only hope what little I saw outside the kitchen can be of help to you, Detective.
I'm sure you'll do fine. Thanks for sticking around so late. All right. Thanks, everyone. I think we're all acquainted now. Why don't you folks go about your business in any room you'd like? Just don't leave the premises. We've got guards all around the house if anyone gets any funny ideas. The detective will speak to you one at a time and get your accounts of the events of the last 12 hours. So just sit tight and relax. This will all be over soon. All right. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to business. You've gotten a good look at the guests, and obviously it stands to reason that one of them is our killer. Quick recap. The cause of death was cyanide poisoning, and it occurred at about 8 p.m. in the study. Colonel Mustard was with the Vic when he collapsed. The other guests heard them both shouting moments before that. I know we're not supposed to be biased, but I've got 20 bucks on the Colonel. Anyway, here's some additional info. The Vic recently changed his will, so keep in mind. Of the guests here today, Dr. Orchid, Madame Rose, Mrs. Peach, and Miss White were set to inherit James Black's estate and monetary holdings, but his daughter, Vivian, was written out. You should probably ask her about that when you interview her. Also, and don't ask where I got this from, but there's some indication that the Vic and his sister, Madame Rose, were more than just siblings. You know, I mean, they may have been intimate. In a creepy, Sweet Home Alabama kind of way. So, definitely ask her about that when you get to talk to her. But, other than that, the floor is yours. Feel free to go from room to room. Check for clues and interview anyone you find along the way. I'll interview the Colonel and survey the crime scene as well. When you're ready, head on over to the study and we'll take a look together. See if forensics missed anything. When you've gotten through everything, head back here to the entry hall and we'll make an arrest if we can. Remember, we need motive, means, and opportunity to get a conviction. Oh, and babe, don't forget that detective work really makes me
really, really horny. So, I'm gonna need you to come take care of me when we get home tonight. Got it? Alrighty then. Go get him, Tiger.